What is up, everybody? This is your main man, Tyler, here with the Around the Bases podcast. Here to recap another day of conference tournament action, as well as preview the day ahead. So we'll start in the Southland Conference, where Incarnate Word did the unthinkable and held off McNeese 3-2 to pull off the upset and advance in the winner's bracket. Southeastern Louisiana advanced into the winner's bracket with a 4-1 win over Nichols. Liliana Robledo walked it off to keep Nichols' season alive in a 5-4 eight-inning victory over Lamar. And then lastly, McNeese kept their title hopes alive despite Maddie Bailey's double home run, 5 RBIs for Houston Christian in an 8-6 win for the Cowgirls. So the schedule for tomorrow, you got 4-seed Incarnate Word at 2-seed Southeastern Louisiana. That is a winner's bracket game at 2 o'clock on ESPN+. Then you got 3-seed Lamar taking on 1-seed McNeese at 4:30 on ESPN+. The loser of that first game will take on the winner of the second game at roughly 7 on ESPN+. On to the SWAC tournament. Haleen Gonzalez threw a one-hitter to keep Bethune-Cookman's season alive in a 2-0 victory over Arkansas Pine Bluff. SWAC favorites entering the tournament, Prairie View A&M kept their season alive, taking down Southern 10-4. Soriana Hughes' one-hitter led Florida A&M to the 4-0 victory over Texas Southern to stay in the winner's bracket. And Jace Jackson's walk-off double lifted Jackson State past Alabama State 6-5 in a wild eighth inning to stay in the winner's bracket. Scheduled for the SWAC tournament tomorrow, East 3-seed Bethune-Cookman, will take on West 2-seed Texas Southern at 11:30 a.m. Then West 1-seed Prairie View A&M will take on East 4-seed Alabama State at roughly 2. Then East 1-seed Florida A&M will take on East 2-seed Jackson State in the championship on Friday at 4:30. And then the East 3 West 2 winner will take on the East 4 West 1 winner at roughly 7 o'clock. Atlantic Sun Tournament. Lily Hood walked it off to lift Central Arkansas into the winner's bracket in a 1-0 8-inning victory over Queens. And Riley Oaks walked it off to lift Florida Gulf Coast to the 2-1 victory over North Alabama to go into the winner's bracket. Schedule for the day tomorrow, or today rather, since it is Tuesday, or Thursday now. 3-seed Central Arkansas will take on 2-seed North Florida at 11 a.m. on ESPN+. Then 4-seed Florida Gulf Coast will take on 1-seed Eastern Kentucky at 1:30 roughly on ESPN+. Then 5-seed North Alabama will take on the Central Arkansas North Florida loser at 4 roughly on ESPN+. And then 7-seed Queens will take on the Florida Gulf Coast Eastern Kentucky loser at roughly 6:30 on ESPN+. Moving on to the SEC tournament, where most of the fun was had today. Alabama combined for 12 strikeouts, but it still wasn't enough, as Taylor Pleasance was the hero in a marathon 3-2 14-inning victory for LSU to keep their hopes at the title alive. Missouri took down Ole Miss 3-1, ending Ole Miss's dreams of a magical run and keeping their tournament title hopes alive. Another marathon in the SEC tournament ended with a Sarah Gordon walk-off home run to lift Georgia to a 6-5 14-inning victory over the hosts Auburn. So that's 2 extra games essentially that were played today, so 6 total in all, if you want to look at it that way. But then a game that literally just ended, South Carolina took down Mississippi State to try to make the start of a magical run themselves. So the schedule, the quarterfinal schedule for the day in the SEC, 8-seed LSU will take on 1-seed Tennessee at 11 a.m. on the SEC Network. Then at roughly 2 o'clock, 5-seed Missouri will take on 4-seed Arkansas. And And then at roughly 5 o'clock, Georgia will take, 7-seed Georgia will take on 2-seed Florida. And then to wrap up the day, it'll be at 8 o'clock roughly on SEC Network, 11-seed South Carolina, 3-seed Texas A&M. Moving on to the CAA tournament, UNC Wilmington rode 5 runs in the first inning to a 5-2 victory over Elon to advance into the winner's bracket. Stony Brook advanced into the winner's bracket with a 3-0 victory over Hofstra. And Hofstra ended Elon's season with a 6-0 win to keep their season alive. So the schedule for the CAA tournament for the day. 4-seed UNC Wilmington will take on the 1-seed Campbell at noon on Flow Softball. 3-seed Stony Brook will take on 2-seed Delaware at 2:30 roughly on Flow Softball. And then 6-seed Hofstra will await the lowest seeded loser of those two games at roughly 5 o'clock on Flow Softball. ACC tournament. Nicole Geary's RBI double in the fourth lifted Boston College to their first ACC tournament win since 2008 as they took down Syracuse 1-0. Notre Dame took down North Carolina 7-4 to keep their season alive. So the ACC schedule for the day: 9-seed Boston College at 1-seed Duke at 11 a.m. on ACC Network. And that's assuming weather doesn't play a part in any of these games. Then at roughly 1:30, you have Clemson and Virginia. 5-seed Clemson, 4-seed Virginia. Then at roughly 5 o'clock on ACC Network, 10-seed Notre Dame will take on 2-seed Florida State. And then at 7:30 roughly on the ACC Network, 6-seed Georgia Tech, 3-seed Virginia Tech. And moving on down to the matchin. Toledo got the 6-3 victory over Central Michigan to advance into the winner's bracket, and Ball State took down Western Michigan 6-0 to advance into the winner's bracket. Central Michigan kept their season alive, eliminating Western Michigan 4-3. So the matchin schedule for the day: 4-seed Toledo will take on 1-seed Miami of Ohio at noon on ESPN+. 6-seed Ball State will take on 2-seed Ohio at roughly 2:30 on ESPN+. And then 5-seed Central Michigan will take on the lowest-seeded loser, or one of those losers of those two games, at roughly 5:30 on ESPN+. The American. East Carolina scored 4 runs in the last 2 innings of a 4-0 victory over UAB to keep their season alive. North Texas rolled in to a 7-1 victory over Memphis to keep their title hopes alive. Tulsa was able to sneak past South Florida 2-1 to keep their season alive. And Addison Barnard's double 3 home runs and 5 RBIs led Wichita State to a 13-0 5-inning drubbing of UTSA on their home field to stay alive. So the American tournament schedule for the day: 7-seed East Carolina will take on 3-seed North Texas at 1 o'clock on ESPN+. And then 5-seed Tulsa will be at 4-seed Wichita State at roughly 3:30 on ESPN+. On down to the America East tournament. A 2-run home run in the 6th lifted UMass Lowell past UMBC 4-2 to advance into the winner's bracket. Maine scored 2 in the 8th to take down Bryant 9-7 to advance into the winner's bracket on their home field. Kylie Kenny's 10 strikeouts lifted Bryant to a 6-2 victory over UMBC, eliminating the Retrievers and keeping Bryant's season alive. So the America East schedule for the day: 5-seed UMass Lowell at 1-seed UAlbany at 11 a.m. on ESPN+. Then 6-seed Maine will take on 2-seed Binghamton at 1:30 roughly on ESPN+. Then 3-seed Bryant will take on the lowest-seeded loser of those two games at 4 o'clock on ESPN+ roughly. Atlantic 10 tournament. Syracuse's 2 home runs, 5 RBIs led UMass to the 8-4 upset of Fordham on the Rams field to advance into the winner's bracket. Loyola Chicago rolls past St. Joseph 7-1 to advance into the winner's bracket. Very disappointing from the hosts Fordham as they bowed out after two games on their home field, losing to St. Joseph's to wrap up the day 4-1. So the Atlantic 10 schedule for the day, 5-seed UMass will take on 1-seed Dayton at noon on ESPN+. Then 3-seed Loyola Chicago will take on 2-seed St. Louis at roughly 2:30 on ESPN+. Then 6-seed St. John's will take on the lowest-seeded loser of those two games at 5 on ESPN+, roughly. Sun Belt Tournament. James Madison got revenge for their early season loss to Southern Miss, taking them down 6-2 to keep their season alive. Marshall scored two runs in the 11th to knock out Georgia Southern in a 4-2 victory. So now the Sun Belt schedule for the day starts at 11 a.m. on ESPN+, with 8-seed James Madison against Sun Belt favorite here and 1-seed Louisiana. Then at 2 o'clock, roughly on ESPN+, 5-seed Troy will take on 4-seed Coastal Carolina. Then roughly 5 o'clock on ESPN+, 6-seed ULM will take on 3-seed South Alabama. And then to wrap up the day at 8 o'clock, roughly on ESPN+, 10-seed Marshall will be at 2-seed Texas State. The Big East Tournament, St. John's took down Seton Hall 7-2 to advance into the winner's bracket, and forgive me, in the Atlantic 10 it was St. Joseph's, not St. John's, but St. John's took down Seton Hall 7-2 to advance into the winner's bracket. Creighton scored two runs in the 6th to take down Butler 4-2 to advance into the winner's bracket. Now the final game of the day got rained out, I would assume, so they are playing it today now. So the day starts at 10 o'clock in the morning on BEDN, which I assume is a Northeast TV channel, with 4-seed Seton Hall taking on 6-seed Butler in an elimination game. Then at 1 o'clock roughly on BEDN, 5-seed St. John's will take on 1-seed Villanova. Then at roughly 4 o'clock on BEDN, 3-seed Creighton will take on 2-seed UConn. And then at roughly 7 on BEDN, the Butler Seton Hall winner will take on the lowest seeded loser from the two previous games. Moving on down into the Big Sky Tournament, Weber State got past Portland State 4-3 to advance into the winner's bracket. Sacramento State took down Montana 7-5 to advance into the winner's bracket. So no eliminations today. But the schedule for the Big Sky Tournament today: 5-seed Weber State, will take on 1-seed Northern Colorado at 11 a.m. on ESPN+. Then at roughly 1:30 on ESPN+, 3-seed Sacramento State will be at 2-seed Idaho State, the host of this tournament. 4 o'clock roughly on ESPN+, Montana, the 6th seed, will take on the Weber State Northern Colorado loser. And then at roughly 6:30 on ESPN+, 4-seed Portland State will take on the Sacramento State Idaho State loser. As we move into the Big 12 tournament, Haley Cripes' double home run 5 RBIs led Kansas to a 6-5 victory over Houston to keep their season alive. Malaysia Ochoa's double home run 5 RBIs weren't enough, as Kaylee Wyckoff's walk-off home run lifted Texas Tech to the 10-9 8-inning victory over Iowa State to keep their season alive. So the schedule in the Big 12 tournament: BYU will take on 6-seed BYU will take on 3-seed Oklahoma State at noon on ESPN+. 7-seed Kansas will take on 2-seed Oklahoma at roughly 2:30 on ESPN+. 8-seed Texas Tech will take on 1-seed Texas at 6, roughly, on ESPN+. And then 5-seed Central Florida will take on 4-seed Baylor at 8:30 on ESPN+. On down into the Big Ten tournament, Indiana rides 6 early runs to take down Purdue 6-3 and keep their season alive. Taylor Crafts 3-run walk-off home run lifted Minnesota past Illinois 10-7 in 9 innings to keep their title hopes alive. Maryland scores 2 in the 9th inning to take down Penn State 3-1 and keep their season alive. Penn State took a hit there. They needed that victory, but we'll see if they still get an at-large. And then finally, Allison Smith's 10 strikeouts weren't enough as Wisconsin eliminated Ohio State in a 5-1 victory. So Big Ten quarterfinals schedule. 8-seed Indiana will take on 1-seed Northwestern at noon on Big Ten Network. Then the 5-seed Minnesota will take on 4-seed Nebraska at roughly 2:30 on Big Ten Network. 10-seed Maryland will take on 2-seed Michigan at roughly 5:30 on Big Ten Network. And then 11-seed Wisconsin will take on 3-seed Rutgers at 8 o'clock roughly on Big Ten Network. Now we move to Conference USA Tournament. Jillian Taylor's walk-off home run lifted the host New Mexico State to a 6-5 8-inning victory over Jacksonville State to advance into the winner's bracket. Kate Cooper's 2 RBIs led Louisiana Tech to the 2-0 victory over UTEP to advance in the winner's bracket. And then UTEP knocked out Jacksonville State 7-6 to keep their season alive and end the Jacksonville State season, presumably. But the Conference USA schedule, 4-seed North New Mexico State will take on 1-seed Liberty at 2 o'clock on ESPN+. 3-seed Louisiana Tech will take on 2-seed Western Kentucky at 4:30 on ESPN+, roughly. And then 6-seed UTEP will get the New Mexico State Liberty loser at roughly 7 on ESPN+. Now as we move into the Horizon League tournament, Courtney Pulich's 2 home runs, 5 RBIs led Robert Morris to the 7-2 victory over Northern Kentucky to advance into the winner's bracket. Emma Gilkerson's home run in the 6th lifted Cleveland State to the 2-1 victory over IUPUI. And then Northern Kentucky kept their season alive in a 3-2 victory over IUPUI. The Horizon League schedule for the day. We have 5-seed Robert Morris at 1-seed Youngstown State at noon on ESPN+. Then at roughly 2:30 on ESPN+, 3-seed Cleveland State will take on 2-seed Oakland. And then at roughly 5 on ESPN+, Northern Kentucky, the 4-seed, will take on the lowest loser from the earlier games. Lowest-seeded loser. Now we will move down into the MAAC tournament. Siena took down Ryder 5-1 to advance into the winner's bracket. Canisius held off Iona for the 4-2 victory to advance into the winner's bracket. And then lastly, Iona held off Ryder to keep their season alive in a 3-2 victory. So the schedule for them for the day, 6-seed Siena will take on 2-seed Niagara at 9:30 on ESPN+. Then 4-seed Canisius will be at 1-seed Marist at noon on ESPN+. And then at roughly 2:30 on ESPN+, the Siena Niagara loser will take on 5-seed Iona. As we move to the MEAC tournament, North Carolina Central took down South Carolina State 1-0 to advance in the winner's bracket. Coppin State rolled to a 13-6 victory over Maryland Eastern Shore to advance into the winner's bracket. And North Carolina Central continued their good day, upsetting the 1-seed Morgan State 3-1 to stay in the winner's bracket and be 1 game away from the championship. And Coppin State scored 2 runs in the 10th to upset Howard 6-4 and stay in the winner's bracket. So the MEAC schedule for the day, Maryland, 6-seed Maryland Eastern Shore will be against 1-seed Morgan State at noon. 5-seed South Carolina State will take on 2-seed Howard at roughly 3, and then 4-seed North Carolina Central will take on 3-seed Coppin State at roughly 6. Missouri Valley Tournament. Murray State rolled past UIC 10-2 to keep their season alive. Bradley shuts down Valparaiso 2-0 to keep their season alive. Evansville takes down Drake 4-1 to keep their season alive. And then Annie Mueller walked it off to lift Missouri State past Indiana State 4-3. So the Missouri Valley schedule for the day. 9-seed Murray State will take on 1-seed Southern Illinois at 11 a.m. on ESPN Plus. Then at roughly 2 on ESPN Plus, 5-seed Bradley will take on the 4-seed and hosts Illinois State. 10-seed Evansville will take on 2-seed Northern Iowa at roughly 5 o'clock on ESPN Plus. And 6-seed Missouri State will take on 3-seed Belmont at roughly 8 o'clock on ESPN Plus. As we roll down into the Ohio Valley Conference Tournament, Tennessee Tech kept their season alive, knocking out Lindenwood 7-3. SIU Edwardsville kept their season alive, taking down UT Martin 6-1. Tennessee State walked it off with a triple to take down Tennessee Tech 9-8 to advance into the winner's bracket. And then Josie Newman allowed only 2 hits in Southern Indiana's 4-0 victory over SIU Edwardsville, or SIUE, to advance into the winner's bracket. So the Ohio Valley Conference schedule for the day. At 11 a.m. on ESPN Plus, Tennessee State 3-seed will take on 2-seed Southeast Missouri, or SEMO, as they're more easily known as. Then at roughly 1:30 on ESPN Plus, we will have 4-seed Southern Indiana and 1-seed Eastern Illinois. At 4 o'clock roughly on ESPN Plus, 8-seed SIUE Edwardsville will take on the Tennessee State Southeast Missouri loser, SEMO loser. 6:30 roughly on ESPN Plus, 7-seed Tennessee Tech will take on the Southern Indiana Eastern Illinois loser. On down to the Pac-12 tournament, where it was just one game. Arizona State took down Oregon State 3-1 to keep their season rolling. And the schedule for the Pac-12 tomorrow in their final tournament. 6-seed Utah will open the day with 3-seed Oregon at 1 o'clock on Pac-12 Network. Then 7-seed Cal will be at host 2-seed Stanford at 3:30 roughly on Pac-12 Network. Then 9-seed Arizona State will take on 1-seed UCLA at roughly 7 on Pac-12 Network. And then 5-seed Arizona will take on 4-seed Washington at roughly 9:30 on the Pac-12 Network. Southern Conference Tournament. Wofford was able to walk it off in the 10th for the 5-4 victory over East Tennessee State to advance into the winner's bracket, eliminating East Tennessee State. And Western Carolina took down Furman 8-6 to advance into the winner's bracket and knocked out the Paladins. Emma Dorval walked it off in Mercer's 1-0 win over Wofford to advance into the winner's bracket, advance further into the winner's bracket. And then Samford took down Western Carolina 5-2 to advance further into the winner's bracket. The Southern Conference tournament schedule for the day, 4-seed Mercer will take on 1-seed Chattanooga at 10 a.m. on ESPN+. Then 3-seed Samford will be at host 2-seed UNC Greensboro, UNCG, at 1 o'clock roughly on ESPN+. Roughly 4 o'clock on ESPN Plus, Western Carolina, the 7-seed, will take on the Mercer Chattanooga loser. And then at 7, roughly on ESPN Plus, 5-seed Wofford will take on the Samford UNCG loser. Moving on down to the Summit League. A bunt single by Clara Edwards walked it off for South Dakota in their 6-5 10-inning victory over North Dakota to keep their season alive. And then Kansas City knocks out North Dakota State with a 5-2 victory. Summit League schedule for the day. 4-seed South Dakota at 1-seed South Dakota State. The hosts at noon on Summit League Network. 3-seed Kansas City against 2-seed Omaha at roughly 2:30 on the Summit League Network, and then the two losers of those games will go against each other at 5 o'clock roughly on the Summit League Network. Moving on to the WAC tournament, the last tournament that played games today, yesterday. UT Arlington eliminates Tarleton State 2-1 to keep their season alive. Southern Utah scored 3 in the 7th to stun Utah Tech in a 7-6 victory to keep their season alive. Paige Armendariz walked it off for Utah Valley in their 2-1 8-inning victory over UT Arlington to advance into the winner's bracket. And host Seattle held off Southern Utah to take the 4-3 victory and advance into the winner's bracket. Schedule for the WAC tournament for the day. We have 3-seed Utah Valley against 2-seed Cal Baptist at 1 o'clock on ESPN+. Then we have 4-seed host and host Seattle taking on 1-seed Grand Canyon at 4 on roughly on ESPN+. 8-seed Southern Utah against the Utah Valley Cal Baptist loser at roughly 7 on ESPN+. And then 6-seed UT Arlington will take on the Seattle Grand Canyon loser at roughly 10 o'clock on ESPN+. Moving on down to the last 5 tournaments that haven't played yet. So these tournaments all start today. We'll start with the Big South. 1-seed USC Upstate, 2-seed Longwood, 3-seed Winthrop, and 4-seed Charleston Southern. Now the schedule for the day offers us 2 games. At 1 o'clock on ESPN+, 3-seed Winthrop will take on 2-seed Longwood. And then at 4 o'clock, roughly on ESPN+, 4-seed Charleston Southern will take on 1-seed USC Upstate. Moving on to the Ivy League tournament, where the 1-seed is Princeton, who will be the hosts. 2-seed Yale, 3-seed Harvard, 4-seed Dartmouth. Now, the schedule for the day, same as the Big South, 2 games only. At noon on ESPN+, you'll have 4-seed Dartmouth at 1-seed Princeton, and then at roughly 2:30 on ESPN+, 3-seed Harvard will take on 2-seed Yale. Moving on to the Mountain West Conference tournament, we have 1-seed San Diego State, 2-seed UNLV, 3-seed Nevada, 4-seed Fresno State, 5-seed Boise State, and 6-seed Colorado State. The 4-game schedule for the day for the Mountain West Conference starts at noon on the Mountain West Network with 6-seed Colorado State taking on 3-seed Nevada. And then at roughly 2:30 on the Mountain West Network, it's 5-seed Boise State, the host, by the way, taking on 4-seed Fresno State. At 6 o'clock roughly on the Mountain West Network, the Colorado State-Nevada winner will take on 2-seed UNLV. And then at roughly 8:30 on the Mountain West Network, the Boise State-Fresno State winner will take on the 1-seed San Diego State. All right, moving on to the Northeast Conference Tournament. 1-seed St. Francis, who will also be the hosts. 2-seed LIU, 3-seed Sacred Heart, and 4-seed Central Connecticut State. 2 games on the docket in the Northeast Conference. We got at noon on ESPN+, it's 4-seed Central Connecticut State at 1-seed St. Francis. Then at 3 o'clock roughly on ESPN+, it's 3-seed Sacred Heart and 2-seed LIU. And that brings us to the last conference tournament. The Patriot League. 1-seed Boston University, 2-seed Lehigh, 3-seed Bucknell, and 4-seed Army. 2 games on the docket as well in the Patriot League. 4-seed Army will be at 1-seed Boston University at noon on ESPN+, and then at roughly 2:30 on ESPN+, 3-seed Bucknell will take on 2-seed Lehigh. So, the way things shake out, it's been a crazy day full of extra innings and walk-offs. Hopefully tomorrow provides, or today, Thursday, provides the same energy and passion and all that good stuff. There are a couple conference games in the West Coast Conference, and I will see if there's anything there of note and include that in tomorrow night's episode. But again, plenty great softball across many a networks, so tune in. Have fun watching these games as watching softball is meant to be, and we'll do it again tomorrow night. So Thank you for listening. Enjoy your Thursday, everybody. And this is your main man, Tyler, signing off the Around the Paces podcast. Thank you for listening, and good night.